Friday, Terry Moshe, Chof Beis Adar, Tovshin Ein Zain, Reb Zev David.
Okay, Rabbi Sai. Thank Menachem David in his absence. Say he knew I was speaking, but that's not the reason he was away. He told me he'll be away. So I'd like to learn with you an inyan in Hilchos Tefillah. I give a shiur once a week in Hilchos Tefillah now for a few years, Baruch Hashem. Small olam once a week on a Wednesday night. And we just recently finished the first chelik in Shulchan Aruch Mishneh Berurah. Baruch Hashem, quite a milestone. And I mentioned this to somebody who occasionally doesn't come, but occasionally listens to it when on a journey, whatever, he likes to listen to my shir now and again, enjoys it. And he said, where are you up to? I said, we're starting Sechen Chelek. He said, yeah, what is that? He said, Hilchos Nesias Kapayim. He said, oh, it's not so interesting, it's not a Kohen, you know, whatever. So I shared with him the experience that I've had, that there are many inyonim which you come to, and if you learn it dryly in Shulchan Aruch Mishneh Berurah, it's important halachas, of course, but it can seem a little bit not so interesting, not so attractive. But when you start going into the inyonim properly, you see the beauty of Torah emerges in any and every single inyan that you learn properly. So in Yitzhak Hashem, Bezos Hashem, will try and bring that out a little bit today in something which appears to be not such an interesting thing at first glance, but Mirz Hashem will find out that it's actually very, very important, and some very important yesodis here. See how we go with time, because I have two things I'd like to try and cover, which are both interconnected, although they don't appear to be. So the first thing to mention is, I've occasionally had a shaila personally, and other people I'm sure will have had the same thing, may not have realised it's a shaila, that you happen to be in one of the rooms in Machzik Hadas, and there's a minyan in an adjacent room, and you can hear a little bit of the noise, but you can't hear the Shlich Tzibor. And you can hear people saying, Borchu, Rushmon, Omein. But you can't hear what's being said. Are you allowed to answer Omein with them? It's a proper Shaila. Can you answer Omein if you can't hear and you don't know the Brocha that's being said? Bottom line is, you better not, but we'll see, Mitzvah Shem. There you go. Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, everybody knows. Yeah, yeah, we'll come to that, Alexandria. That's coming in due course, Bezos Hashem. So the first thing I'd like to do is, in Simon Kuf Chof Dalet in the Mishneh Berurah, I'd like to, as it were, run through quickly just to get a little overview of what our subject matter is. In Simon Kuf Chof Dalet Tzif Vov. Okay, Kuf Chof Dalet is halachas to do with Chazoras HaShatz, and Tzif Vov starts with the inyan of answering Omein. And the subject of today's shir, the main sort of central subject, is what's called Omein Yesoimo. We'll see him, it's a shame. So first of all, the Mechaber says in Vov, V'yanu Omein Achar Kol Brocha, the Olam, the Tzibor, should answer Omein after every Brocha of the Shlich Tzibor, Bein Osem Sheyotzu Yidei Tefillah, Bein Osem Sheyotzu, whether a person has already davened himself, whether he needs to be Yotzu from Shlich Tzibor because he's unable to daven himself, everybody should answer Omein. V'chavonon, the Chavona of Omein, which is very, very important, not just we say Omein and don't think about it, it's a very important halacha. She'chavim b'liboy, emesi ha-brocha, she'beirach ha-mavorech v'ani ma'amin bozeh. The brocha that I am answering Omein to is emes, and I believe it. So if you don't follow the words inside that the Shlich Tzibur is saying, or don't listen carefully, then you're already missing out the mitzvah, the correct mitzvah of Omein, because you don't know what you're saying Omein to. And it's important to say that the thing I'm hearing is Emes, and I believe in what the Mavorich is saying. Mishneh Berurah adds on to that, that if it's a brocha with a bakosha as well, like many of the brochas that we hear in the Shemoneh Esrei, we should also have another kavona, the Yihirot, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be mekayim this. So it's a lot to think about. So I'll share with you, A month ago I had Yotzeit for my father, Olava Sholem, and I was in Eretz Yisrael, and I, for Mincha on the day, Bo Yom, I was travelling after Mincha, turning back, so I found a minyan in a Sfardi shul, proper Sfardi shul, and I happened to come in, it was in a kohel, and I happened to come in when they were just finishing learning, so I chapter Rabbonon Kaddish, And somebody who was helping me a little bit, he saw I was a stranger there, he helped me along, and he said, would you like to daven for the Omuds? I said, well, I'd be happy to if they would accept to Ashkenaz in the Edot HaMizrach. So he said, well, if you can manage the Nusach, they're happy with it, they don't mind the Nusach, the Havara Ashkenaz, they didn't mind. But the person, one of the machers there said to me, but just make sure you don't rush the brochas after each brocha, give enough time before you start the next brocha. Because it takes time to say Amen and to think what you're saying, so you need time. So that was my personal experience there. Anyway, so that's based on the halacha, Kli Mechaber. Zayin. So we've had, well, first of all, we've had the basic brocha, the importance of answering Amen and what the kavanah is. Next halacha, Lo yosiach sichas chulin b'shosh yishliach tibuchay zatfilo. One shouldn't talk sichas chulin when the chazan is saying the chazoros hashatz. V'imsoch, and if a person does, who chote, he's called a chote, v'godol aveino minsoi, and his aveiro is too great to be forgiven, v'gerimbo, and one should rebuke such people. We're dealing with the dinim of Omein at the moment, and this has just jumped in. And you might say, well, maybe dinim of Omein have finished, so look at the Ramah. V'yelameid bonov ha'katanim shianu Omein. One should teach little children to say Omein. As soon as a child says Omein, yesh lechelik l'olam haba. It's got a chelik in olam haba. Gewaldig zach. So the Ramah has continued with dinim Omein, and if you look at Ches, we've got more dinim of Omein coming up. So one of the most important things, whenever you're learning anything at all, halacha as well, is we've got to try and keep our brains switched on, and we're allowed to ask questions. We're allowed to ask, and we're encouraged to ask questions. So the question that hit me when I learned this is, what is Zayin doing, lo yosiach sichas chulin, etc., in the middle of dinim of Omein, which has got before and got after? A question, okay? Mirz Hashem will come to it. Okay. Okay, it's a distraction. Enoch Enam is a distraction. But it's a distraction to have this halacha here as well. You know, maybe it should have come at the end of it. Why in the middle of it? Okay, and also, as I say, we're allowed to think. Let's just not read the words, but let's think a minute. Chote, Godel Avonoi Minasoi. I thought to myself when I learnt this, I don't remember finding that Loshen in what I've learnt so far in Shulchan Aruch. And in fact, Piskei Teshuva says, and that sweet Loshen, Ein la ach v'rei b'Shulchan Aruch. There's no comparable Loshen anywhere else in Shulchan Aruch. And it's a very powerful Loshen. So why is it so bad? We know we mustn't talk during Chazos HaShatz, but why is this so bad? God will have a name and so. So Mirz Hashem, I hope we'll have time for that. If not, be another session, Mirz Hashem. Halacha ches, siv ches, lo yane omin chatufo. Person should not answer omin chatufo. What's omin chatufo? A chapt. The haine kilu ha'alef nekudo b'chatuf. First of all, a chatuf, which Mishnah Berurah says means a shavar. So he doesn't say the omein properly, it's omein. Another kind of omen chatufo is to do it too quick. Wait for the bracha to finish. He chats it too quickly. V'chein lo yane omen katufo. A second variety of wrong omen is omen katufo. Kotuf is like cut off. Tehayne shem chase kriyas hanun. For example, he cuts off the nun. Doesn't say omen. Ve'enu mitzia b'peh shet in the keres. It's not recognizable. Omen. Doesn't say it properly. Gam lo yafsik b'yam tzamilon. Also not to make a break in the middle of the word, because that's also like cutting up the word. So we've seen Omein Chatufo, Omein Ketufo, and our third variety, V'loyana Omein Yosoymo. He shouldn't say an Omein Yosoymo. Alright, Rabbi Yisai, now we're getting to what we're going to be spending some time on. What's an Omein Yosoymo? Says the Mechaber, to Hainu, Shu Chayev B'brocha Achas, a person is Chayev a certain brocha, Ushliach Tzibo Mevorech Oiso, and Shliach Tzibo says it, for example, anybody saying it to be Moitzi somebody else, V'zeh Ein Yosoymo, and this person doesn't hear it, there is a brocha mevorech shliach tzibur, even though he knows which brocha it is, since he didn't hear the brocha properly, he mustn't say omein to it. To have the omein yosoma, this is an omein yosoma. Says the Mechaber, definition of omein yosoma, a person needs to be yotze a brocha from the shliach tzibur, and he doesn't hear it properly, he mustn't say omein. That's an omein yosoma. Says the Ramah. So the Mechaber has limited the definition of Omin Yosoymo to where a person has to be Yotze a Brocha, but he doesn't hear it properly, he's not allowed to say Omin. Says the Ramah HaGov Yesh Machmirin, some are Machmir and actually expand the definition, not only when a person's Mechuyev, Dafilo Eino Mechuyev Ba'osa Brocha, even a person's not Mechuyev a certain Brocha, still the Yane Omein Im Eino Yodea Ba'eza Brocha Koish Lechtibo, he mustn't answer Omein if he doesn't know which Brocha it is and he doesn't hear the words. Chayav a brocha, person has to be yotzei a brocha. For example, we mentioned before, if a person doesn't know how to daven themselves and needs to be yotzei from the shlich tzibur, which was one of the original reasons for the takona of a chazor sashatz, so that person is chayav to be yotzei the brocha, but he doesn't hear the word, the brocha properly, he's not allowed to say omein. And he won't be, sorry? Yes, so there's plenty other cases. Al mikra megillah, we just had shofar. Is Chazor HaSashat still in that category? We'll see later on that according to some Achronim it is. Because even though we have davened already, since the whole takana of Chazor HaSashat was to be Moitzi, Misha Eino Boki, therefore it's Ke'ilu, we have to hear every word like Eino Boki. But that's later, Mitzvah. Okay, so says the Ramah, even if it's not mechuyev that brocha, still he mustn't say amen if he doesn't know which brocha it is. Dezer nami mikra amen yosoma, that's also called amen yosoma. Okay, final point. Lo yamtin im anias ha amen, one shouldn't delay answering amen too late. Elo miyad kshekola abrocha yane amen. As soon as the brocha is finished, he should say amen. That's of Udraham. The shit of Udraham is amen yosoma, is where it's detached from its parent brocha, as it were. It's amen yosoma. But we see the basic shita of the Mechaber is a person's mechuyev a brocha, but doesn't hear it properly, mustn't say amen. The Ramah says, yesh machmirin, that not only in that situation, even if you're not mechuyev a brocha, not to say amen if you don't know what brocha it is and you don't hear it. Those are the two basic shittas. So where is this all from? And it does seem a bit unusual at first glance, the shitta of the Mechaber, Omin Yisoma, is only if you're Mechuyev the Brocha, but you don't hear it. Where does it come from? So, on the Mari Mekomas pages, which I'm afraid are not as clear as I would have liked, but you can have a look. The first one is from the Gemara in Brochas, it's Daf Mem Zayin Omid Alef, it's the front page. And the Gemara in Brochas, Daf Mem Zayin Omid Alef, halfway down the Omud, starts with a Tonu Rabbonon. Now on there you may not have the full Omud, so it might not be exactly, but it's after two dots, Tonu Rabbonon. It says, Ein Oinin lo Omen Chatufo, v'lo Omen Ketufo, v'lo Omen Yosoma. One should not answer any of these kinds of invalid Omens. Okay? V'lo Yizrek Brocha Mipiv. One shouldn't throw out a Brocha from his mouth. In other words, say the Brocha without thinking what one is saying. Now, we might think, this sounds a bit over the top. You know, all these things about Omein shouldn't be this way, shouldn't be that. What's so important? Ben Azai Omer, oh, it's important. Kol Oina Omein Yosoma Cholila Yiyu Bonov Yosomim. If he answers Omein Yosoma Cholila V'chas, his children will be Yosomim. Chatufa Yischat for Yomov, his days will be snatched. Ketufa Yischat for Yomov, will be cut short. Terrible thing. We'll have to see why. For chol amarich ba'omein, converse, if a person is marich omein, marichin lo yomov v'shnosov, then marichin lo yomov v'shnosov. Obviously, it doesn't mean marich in a way that sounds ridiculous, because that's mazal to the mitzvah, but it means a person takes the omein very seriously, and he says a nice, clear, correct length omein, which poskim say means the time it would take you to say kel melech ne'mon, because that's pshat in omein. Then he gets a good schar in return for that. So omein, we see, actually carries an enormous amount of weight. Now, these different kinds of omein, if you look at Rashi, which is much higher up, Rashi says something about each omein. The Gemara doesn't give any detail at all here on the definition of these omeins. So chatufa and ketufa we've already discussed. I want to just go straight to Rashi on yosoma. Omein yosoma means, says Rashi, shelo shoma habrocho. He didn't hear the brocho. He just heard people are saying omen, like the case I mentioned to you before. You can hear that people are saying Baruch Hu V'Shemen omen, but you can't hear what they're responding to. So I'd like to join them. No, that's omen yosoma. You can hear people saying, but you don't know what they're saying to. You mustn't answer with them. So everybody asked, I, the famous Gemara Nacholol in Sukkah, Sheb Alexander Shel Mitzrayim Hoyim Enifim Besudrim K'shir Eis Lanos omen. So in there, such a massive shul in Alexandria, in Mitzrayim, it was so enormous you couldn't hear the Shliach Tzibur unless you were right near him, but probably thousands of people were in the shul and couldn't hear him. And yet they had a system that they would wave a flag or suda when it was time to say Amen, and people would say Amen. How could they do that? They didn't hear it, yet they did answer Amen. Surely that's Amen Yesoma. Says Rashi, no. They knew they were answering after a brocha. They knew which brocha it is. They kept count which brocha it is. Shin Gemara in Sukkah, which discussed this as well, says Lagabe Kriya Satero. So they knew what the brocha was. Or here, if we say Lagabe Shemain Esrei, they kept count. They knew where they were up to. So it's not a brocha. They couldn't actually hear the sound of the chazan. But since they knew where they were up to, what they're saying Amen to, that's already not an Amen Yesoma. Tosfos says pretty much the same thing. So far we've got our Gemara, which doesn't define an Amen Yesoma, and Rashi tells us Brocha, where you didn't hear the Brocha and you didn't know the Brocha, that's an Amen Yesoma. Nothing about whether you're Mchuyv or not, nothing at all. So far it would seem quite straightforward. Now on the side, you've got it on the sheet, but it's probably not legible on your sheet. Rav Nissim Gaon. Rav Nissim Gaon says, "Ein om," it's sort of about an inch down. And Rav Nissim Gaon, "Ein omin la omin chatuf of la omin katuf of la omin yisomu chulu." Isa b'gmarot de b'nei marava. He brings a Yerushalmi. All right. The Bavli does not define omin yisoma. Rashi and Tosfos both say it just means you don't hear the brocha, you don't know what brocha it is. Comes Rav Nissim Gaon with the Yerushalmi. What's the definition of Omen Yisoma, says the Yerushalmi? Hason de chayev v'brocha, a person who's chayev v'brocha, he answers it, he doesn't know what he's answering to. Oh. So Rav Nissim Gaon is really stirring things up here a bit, because just with the Bavli, it was quite straightforward. Omen Yisoma, you don't know the brocha that's being said, you can't hear the brocha, you don't answer. Nissim Gaon says, oh, just a minute, there's Yerushalmi, it defines it more narrowly. It's when a person's mechuyav of a brocha, but he doesn't know what the brocha is being said, or can't hear the brocha, then he mustn't say Amen. So that's actually limiting it, and that we recognize was what the Mechaber said. Now, I've also included here, but we won't spend too much time on this, kamo rishonim. Sorry? Right, hang on. There, I've included, if on the second page, the Yerushalmi. Now let's have a look at Yerushalmi first, and you may have some questions in your mind about this Yerushalmi, but have a look. The Yerushalmi, in the second line, there's a little underline there, Ezehu Amin Yosoma. What is Amin Yosoma? Omar Rav Huna, Dein de Yosef Lemivracha. Somebody who is sitting for a brocha. Alright, it's a strange Loshan, which we'll have to pass it over for the moment. V'ono, he answers it, V'layada Lomahu Ono. He doesn't know what brocha it was he was answering to. That's Amin Yosoma. Dein de Yosef Lemivracha. Says the Pnei Moshe, top right, he says, he changes the gear, so Dein de Chayev Lemivracha. Oh, he is Chayev to be Yotze of certain brocha. V'ono v'layada. Kach Torech Loma v'chein hu besukum Megillah. So Pnei Moshe changes the gear to say somebody who's Chayev a brocha, yet he doesn't hear it. That is his girsa in the Yerushalmi. Our girsa is not like that, but that he says is the girsa. And if you look at the Rosh, alright, we won't spend time on it, but he quotes the same Yerushalmi as Chayev, someone who's Chayev a brocha. And below that, if you want to look at it, is the Rif and the Ran, they both discuss, and the Rabbeinu Yonah rather, the Rif also has this quote, they all quote this Yerushalmi in this halach of Omin Yosoma. Rashi and Tosfos didn't bother with it. Did they? Maybe they didn't have it, maybe they just didn't bother. We'll see later, Mirz Hashem. But the Rishonim we see are quite busy with this Yerushalmi and bring it in. And if you look on the next page, we've got Rambam, Hilchus Brochus, Perik Aleph, Yud Dalet, and the Rambam says like this, Kol ha'oina omen l'yane lo omen chatufov lo omen ketufov lo omen ketzorov lo aruko elo omen beinanis. Okay, it should be an average omen done correctly. Lo be a kol yos menu vorech as a separate din. Now, our point. V'kol mi shelo shomas habrocho shu chayev bo. If a person didn't hear a brocho, he's chayev. Rambam doesn't use the word omen yisomo, but clearly he's talking about this Yerushalmi. He didn't hear a brocha, which he was chayev that to hear that brocha for the mitzvah. Le'yana omen b'chlal o'inim. He mustn't answer omen with others. So, for example, practical in us, we happen to be in shul. It's Purim, it's Kriyas Megillah, And we're listening to the bracha of the Baal Kore, and he says the bracha of Megillah, and for some reason the person maybe just sneezed or hiccuped at that minute, didn't hear the bracha, can't say Amen. It's chayv the bracha, because he's being yotzei from the bracha and the kriya of the Baal Kore, he mustn't say Amen. That's this Yerushalmi, okay? Yerushalmi we see quoted by a lot of Rishonim. Okay? Next box is the Torah. L'Amin Yesoma. Okay, right, we won't spend time on it, but the Torah quotes both sides as well, and he mentions about Alexandria as well. And the Aruch HaShulchan also brings down both sides as well. So we see that there's basically a machlokes Bavli mit Yerushalmi. Bavli says Amin Yesoma without defining it, and Rashi and Tosas both tell us what it means. Amin Yesoma simply means you didn't hear the words of the Brocha, you don't know what Brocha, you mustn't say Amin. And Yerushalmi says, no, it's not every case, it's only when you're chayav a Brocha. If you weren't chayav a Brocha, it's not a problem. That would seem to be pshat in Yerushalmi, and that comes down through Rishonim. Got Rashi and Tosas on the one hand seem to like our understanding of the Bavli, and we've got quite a few Rishonim on the other side seem to say like the Yerushalmi. And now, well, we've seen already, we've got the Mechaber and the Ramah. The Mechaber says like the Yerushalmi, the Brocha Yosom is only where a person is actually chayv the Brocha, then there's a problem of Amin Yosomah. And the Ramah says v'yesh machmirin, which is like our understanding of the Bavli, that it applies in all cases, not only when you're chayv a bracha, even if you're not chayv, it's still a problem of omein yesoma. Sorry. Yeah. The Mechaber says afa pishi yodea. Yes, because the Mechaber is a very good point. There is a very important difference here. The Mechaber is talking about, like the Yerushalmi, that Amin Yesoma is only on his chayev. So he, even though if he knows the bracha, he knows the Baal Kore saying Al Mikra Megillah, but he doesn't hear it properly, then he mustn't say Amin. Right. So very good question. So how would the Yerushalmi understand the Gemara and the Mechaber and the other Rishonim in Alexandria? So they will say, in Alexandria, they'd already all davened. They weren't chayv those brochas. So it's not a brocha, not an Amin Yesoma as far as they're concerned.
We discussed before that even if you davened Yerushalmi Nesri, we still got it.
All right, that was a bit bit too early in the discussion. Okay, we'll leave that aside for the moment. We'll come to that, Mitzvah Shem. Okay, yeah. All right. Okay, so this would appear to be the foundation of this whole thing in the Mechaber and the Ramah, where this whole thing of Amin Yesoma comes from. We haven't yet got into why it's so important. That Mitzvah will come. But at least we've understood where the Mechaber is coming from. It's based on the Yerushalmi, quoted by many Rishonim. And the Ramah, Yesh Machmirim, like Rashi and Tosfos. Okay. So now we will actually start the Mishnah Berurah, Mitzvah Hashem. Sorry?
In Kaddish, or other things besides Ramah.
Yeah, Amin Yesoma will apply to everything as well, Mirza Shem. I think, yes, Amin Yesoma is in all cases. If a person, well, we've seen that there are different, there's a machlokis, basically machlokis, Bavli Yerushalmi. Okay, Mirza Shem will come to that. Okay. Okay. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Okay. So Mishnah Berurah, Lamed Aleph. Sif Cotton, Lamed Aleph. So the Mechaber says, Amin Yesoma is where the person is chayev that brocha. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Lamed Aleph, Shu chayev das haMechaber, the Dav kim roitze lot says be'ezer brocha shu chayev. So only if you need to be yotze that brocha that you're chayev, that's a problem of Amin Yesoma. Kegoin shu roitze lot says yede tefilo v'kiddush v'kahay gavno. All right, any case where you need to be yotze a brocha that you're listening to, then the problem of Amin Yesoma may apply. The shit of the Mechaber is if he's not chayev the certain bracha, go and check his palatzma. He's already davened. He doesn't need to be yotze from the brachas of the shliach tzibur. We already made kiddush. He doesn't need to be yotze from this person's kiddush. After mitzvah lecholodam nishma chazor sashatz. We know it's a mitzvah to listen to chazor sashatz. There's no question. Mikomokom ein olav chiyuv ba'atzmius habracha. Hasn't got a chiyuv essentially to be yotze from the bracha, and therefore it's not a problem of Amin Yesoma according to the Mechaber. For kol shekein im ha'omein whom is stam brochus to almo. Kol shekein, if it's from stam brochus to almo, then mutal adas ha'mechaber la'anos, the mechaber's shit is, you can answer it, af hu she'in ein yode'al is a brochu, even if he doesn't know what broch is answering. Rak sheshoma l'achem she'oinim. Simply the fact he heard others saying amen, that's okay. So according to the Mechaber, if a person is not mechuyev a certain brocha, and he hears people are saying amen, not a problem to join in, according to that. Okay. V'horomo, says the Mishnah Berurah, here the Ramo argues on this. V'oiseh, he asks it, afilu b'chol ha-brochos. In any brochos, even a person's not chayv, so we saw that's Rashi and Tosfos in the Bavli. Im eini yodel ez ha-brocho, if he doesn't know which brocho. So even if he didn't hear it, but he knows the brocho, like in Alexandria, he knew where they were up to, that's okay then. Lamud Beis in the Mishnah Berurah. This is still continuing in the Shitta of the Mechaber, that it's only a brocha his chayev, afa pisha yedea, even though he knows which brocha is being said. Kagoin shumaki lefi seda brochas. For example, he recognizes, according to the seda habrochas, he keeps count, he knows what they're up to. Or for example, he didn't hear the end of the brocha, but he knows it's time to say omein, but he missed out some words. Then that would be a problem of omein yosoma if he's chayev that brocha, according to the Mechaber.
Why?
Savlanut. Im eina yedea, says the Mishnah Berurah. You're absolutely right. You're on the ball. Absolutely right. Spot on. Next Mishnah Berurah, though. Lamed Gimel. Im eina yedea v'chul, if he doesn't know. V'im yedea leza brocha ho'ine, if he does know what brocha is answering. Mutalanos b'chol ha'brochos, then it's mutatans any brochos, afilu b'chazoros ha'shatz. Kevin shikva his palo v'im v'chul be'etzam ha'brocha. Now, here's the point you're coming up now, which you made before. V'yesh me'acharonim shemachmir b'chazoros ha'shatz. Some achronim are machmir b'chazoros ha'shatz. U'svir lehu, and they hold, even though we've all davened already, nevertheless, the mekeven the tikkun rabbonon sheyachzor shliach tzibur ha'tfilo, even because it's a takonas chachomim to have a chazoros ha'shatz, afilu kolom is palo. Even if everybody's davened, there's nobody, you don't have to go around before you start chazoros ha'shatz. Anybody here need a chazoros ha'shatz? Anybody who doesn't know how to daven, you don't do that. Takonas chazal is you always do a chazoros ha'shatz. So since there's such a takona, ki'ilu mechuyovim ba'oso brocho krinulhu, we regard it as if everybody is mechuyov in every single brocho of chazoros ha'shatz. In which case, it come out of chumrah, not to answer the brocha if you don't hear it all, even if you know which brocha it is. If you didn't at the very least hear the siyam ha-brocha, mashatz go from the shatz. Okay, so that's a more stringent shita, and says the Mishnah Berurah, v'yesh lochush lozeh lechat chilo. One should be choshesh for this shita lechat chilo, therefore lizo lishma kol brich shmeni esrim upi hashatz gufo, to make sure you do hear every single word of every brocha from the shlich tzibo, so you don't get into this questionable area. For gambel afochi, apart from that anyway, as we all know, mitzvah lechavi nishma b'chas hashatz. It's certainly a mitzvah anyway, for other reasons, to be mechavin to listen to the brochas of the shlich tzibo, k'del b'sif talad. Avo b'di eved. But the Eved passes in Mishnah Berurah. Im lo shoma, if somebody didn't hear all the words. Rak sheyoda eidze brocha mishmeni esim misayim hashatz. Yane omein, then he may answer omein. He said, lechat chilo, you should be choshish for the machmirim, and therefore make it your business that you do hear every word. But the Eved, if for some reason you didn't hear it, you can still say omein, kivin shekvah his pal asma, because he has lemais already davened, and is no longer mechoyev bedovo himself. Okay. Lama dalet in the Mishnah Berurah. Sorry, say again.
Is that anyone
you want to have? Yeah, we'll get to that point in Yitzhak Hashem. We will, okay. I just don't want to confuse the order, Hadvarim. You're quite. Yeah, the question being asked is, if I don't need to be Yotzir Brocha, any Brocha here, I can always say Omein. Why should I be worse off if I need to be Yotzir Brocha, and I didn't hear it, so I won't be Yotzir anyway. I'm only worse off. I've dropped a clue there, but anyway, we'll come to it in Yitzhak Hashem. So it says Mishnah Berurah in Lamed Dalet Miyalma, I should say Omein straight away. Okay, we'll skip that out. Okay. Omein straight away at the correct time. Okay, Lamed Hay will do. It's slightly off point, but actually it's a very important point. Shekila Broch, one should say Omein when the brocha is finished. V'mashlich tzibur marich benigun shel v'imru omein. If it's in Kaddish, and the shlich tzibur's got a nice nigun in Kaddish, and the v'imru omein is being slapped out, he's saying a long nigun on v'imru omein, Yomu HaKol Omein Miyad. The Kol can say Omein, should say Omein straight away. Don't have to wait till it's finished, the Ve'imru Omein. Ki Anigun Hava Hefsek. The Nigun is a Hefsek. V'davki Marich Harbe B'Nigun. Only it's Marich Harbe B'Nigun, a lot. If it's a regular Nigun, how do you decide what's regular or not? You have to ask the experts. All right? But if it's Marich Harbe B'Nigun, it's no good. But if it's a little bit Nishkefelech. But davki L'Inyan Kaddish. This only applies to Kaddish. Why? Shekvar Kolo Etzem Bakosho Achat Tevas Bizman Koriv. The Etzem Bakosho of Kaddish is already finished when he says Bizman Koriv. V'Imru Omein is just inviting the Tzibur to say Omein to what he said. But the Mice, his Bakosho has been said. Yisborach Vishtabach, etc. That's the Bakosho. Yiskadav, Yiskadash, that's the Bakosho. It's already been said and concluded. So V'Imru Omein is an invitation. Therefore, if it's Marich V'Imru Omein, don't wait for the Chazan to finish. Say Omein straight away. Alright, this goes against something that we've learned previously that really devolves on the chazan that he should not be marich and he shouldn't make a delay v'imru omein. Bagalov is man koriv, he shouldn't pause and he shouldn't say v'imru and then pause, he should say bagalov man koriv v'imru omein. Because he's inviting, please say omein, and everybody says omein yehesh meirabo, etc. But omein, sorry, pause, and yehesh meirabo. Okay? So the chazan's, the shlech tzibur's duty is not to pause, but if for some reason he's been marach benigun, then the tzibur's duty is don't wait for him in that case, but that's only in the case of Kaddish. Avonim shlech tzibur marach b'sha brocha, but so far, but is nigun. If the shlech tzibur's marach in any other brocha, in a brocha, with some nigun, then lo yane omein kol zman shalosim etzem hatev shel brocha. There you have to wait for the Shliach Tzibur, because the Omen goes on the end of the Brocha, and that's different from Kaddish. Okay, that's sort of almost in brackets, as it were. It's not our main sugya, but I thought it was Kedai to be more in that. If it's Marech Benigun and he's finished, Bargolov is Mankoriv, that's the Bakosha. Minhagim of Nigunim, the Chreisnish. I know what my minhag is. Okay, Rabbosai, we must fight again. As you know, it's getting very late. We have two bir halachos to learn together now. Mi'at Hashem. Bir halacha. The first one I'd like to learn is the second one on this page, which is the third line in my edition. Anyway, it says Zeina Shoma. So this is shita mechaber that the person mechaber again, like the Yerushalmi, the person did not hear the bracha, which is mechuyev. He mustn't say Omein. Poshet, it means even if he heard the beginning, if he didn't hear the end of it, it's no good. Where a person wants to be yotze with a particular brocha, we've learned previously, you got to hear the whole brocha. You can't be yotze if you don't hear every word. Therefore, if you just missed the beginning of the brocha, then according to this halacha, he wants to be yotze, but he can't now because he missed part of the bracha. He won't be allowed to say omein. Now, your question: for ein loymar, magr yosav bebracha zu mistam bracha da alma she'enirot roitzel oseis bo klal. The tzorch lanos omein aleo. There's a separate halacha. There's a chiyuv to answer omein on any bracha that we hear. We have a chiyuv to answer omein, and in fact, there's. There are stories about chulil or terrible things that resulted where people were mavaza and didn't bother answering omein. So it's a chiv to answer omein on every bracha we hear. So why is this person worse off simply because he wanted to be out to that mitzvah, that bracha, but he didn't hear all the words, so he's not allowed to answer omein? Why is he worse off than the next chap who doesn't need to be out to and he's got a mitzvah to say omein? So says the Bihalocha, skip a line. This is the key point. Since he wanted to be yotze that brocha, but he's now in a situation where he won't be yotze it. Rabbonon forbade him to answer omein because otherwise he might think he's yotze. Right, fill in those missing words. That's why he is worse off. Because he wanted to be yotze, but he didn't hear it properly. He must not answer omein because he might think he's yotze. All right. Probably, if he knows this halacha for Omein Yosoma, he would probably also know he's not Yotze anyway, but that's the reason for this halacha, which is based, as we've seen, on the Yerushalmi. That's why he is worse off, because he wanted to be Yotze. Okay. Next Mishnah Berurah, V'yesh Machmir, and this is the Ramah. Okay, the Mechaber said, like the Yerushalmi, it's only for persons Mechuyuv, and he didn't hear the bracha properly, then that's an omein yisoma. Says the Ramah Yesh Machmin, that's like the Bavli Rashi in Tosfos. I am b'mishne b'ru sif kotten lama gimusha kosavnu. Kavonos ha-Ramah hu b'chol ha-brochus. Ramah means any bracha at all, this din will apply, whether the person b'choyev or not. Kein kosvu kama achronim b'feirush, many achronim have written this explicitly, deloika taz, not like the taz who sides with the mechaber. Mikomokim nevertheless, ledino, practical din, tzorech iyun. Im yesh linhoig b'zek, yesh machmin hazeh. Should we follow the yesh machmin of the Ramah or not? Why is that? Why is it a question? Now the Bi'ah Halacha will tell us why it's a question. Not just because we don't know. It's because the Gedalei Achronim themselves argue about it. That's why it's a question for us. Ki abach v'ataz amogin giboirim klom ke echod kosvu de b'shaar brochas she'ena mechavinot seis b'hen muta la'anos afilu lo shama v'lo yoda is a brocha. Okay, you've got three heavyweight Achronim, the Bach, the Taz, Mogin, Giboyim, they all say, like the Mechaber, like the Yerushalmi, if you're not Mechuyev, no problem of Omin Yisoma, doesn't apply. Ach, Mimogin, Avrom, Ve'elio, Zutav, Chai, Odom, coming on the other side, the Yesh, Lin, Muchoch, the Yesh, Linhoch, Chai, Yesh, Machmir, Bozeh, it's Muchoch from them, that you should be Machmir, and apply the Din of Omin Yisoma, even where you don't need to be Yotzi, in any case, if you don't know the Brocha that they're saying, and you don't hear the Brocha, you mustn't say Omin, it's Omin Yisoma. V'nir de'sheva al tase odif. So Mishnah Berurah is machria sheva al tase odif. It means you've got a sofek. Should I answer omein in this situation or not? According to the mechaber, I may because I'm not mechoyev this bracha, although I didn't hear it properly. According to the Ramah, you're not allowed to because I didn't hear it and I don't know which bracha it is. So it says sheva al tase. Don't do it. Especially because ki yesh oinish ala oina omin yisoma, as we saw in the Gemara, which actually, by the way, is quoted by the Torah, but the Mechaber doesn't quote it. We've seen, but the Torah quotes the Ben Azai says the terrible oinish cholila v'chas for omin yisoma. There's an oinish for omin yisoma k'moshe omr chazal. The gam also. Now listen to this point. Ki kol chelam shel abach v'taz, the whole kayach of the bach and the taz that pasken like the Mechaber. Whom Yerushalmi is based on that Yerushalmi that we've seen. Shtehubabataz, Ein Shom. The Girsa saying, however, our Girsa, which we've seen, is deemed a Yosef Limavrocha, somebody who's sitting and there's a Brocha. It doesn't say Mechayev Lebrocha, the Yosef Limavrocha. Ve'ein Raya Kokasa isn't actually such a strong Raya. Hagam, we might have to be fair and say that many Rishonim understood the Girsa as a person's Chayev Lebrocha. But the Bi'ah Halacha says, but our Gis and Shalmi is not that. It doesn't say Mechayev Lebrocha, it says Yosef Lebrocha. So it's not such a starker raya, lemaisa, to say that the din is somebody's Mechayev Lebrocha. That's when Omin Yisoma applies. Shuvra Isi Shah Grob of Yuro, Romaz Lazer. Says the Chofetz Chaim, I then saw that the Gaon in his Bi'ah is Merames to this. V'achakach Motzosi, Be'ezaz Hashem Yisborach, Be'ozorah HaNidvas Mechodosh, the recently printed in his time, Ozorah, Shekosav Kein Behedya, he writes this explicitly, the Lefigir Soseinu Kod, the Agir Nushami, Ein Rai Lazer, there's no proof to this, V'nira Iker Kigir Soseinu, the Iker, it would be like Agir, so that it's not talking about someone who's Chayev, just talking about somebody who's sitting, in other words, here's a Brocha Stamazoi. So it comes out then, let's go all the way back to the Bavli, Rashi and Tosfos. They made no difference about what situation you're in, whether you're mechuyev or not, unlike others. They said, stam any omen at all, where you don't hear the brocha and you don't know what brocha it is, that's an omen yosoma not to answer it. And as we see, the Mishnah Berurah says, if you've got a sofek, sheva al tase odif, because chalila could be a terrible outcome if we don't say omen properly. And in Yirtz Hashem, we should all be zeche to say omen properly with the correct kavonas, and we should all be zeche to Yeshuas and the Chomois from saying omen properly. And the rest will have to be left for another time, Be'ezras Hashem.
You're saying a Shia, and we're here for the next time.